Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Back in Studio A with my guest this morning, as I mentioned, from San Juan Regional Medical Center. Welcoming back to KSJE, Reverend Linda Stetter. She is the chaplain at San Juan Regional Medical Center. Reverend Stetter, good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning. Good to be back.
Thank you for joining us. Also here in the studio with us, of course, is Tammy Cagle. She is the licensed clinical social worker at San Juan Regional Medical Center. And Tammy, welcome back to you as well. Good to have you both here. And as we mentioned, we're talking a little bit about stress and wellness and mental health, which all kind of go together these days. And so, Linda Stetter, let me start with you a little bit about this is something that you all see at the hospital, I think, every day. It's a pretty stressful work environment sometimes, and for patients and visitors and staff. I mean, it really does run the gamut, doesn't it?
It does. And I think it also bleeds over into families. I think it's a situation that every company is concerned about, every civic organization, just anybody who loves anybody is concerned about the stress levels that they're seeing in each other.
Very true. And Tammy, I know in your job, you probably deal with that a lot as well, right? As you're working with patients and families and things like that at the hospital.
Yes, that is true. And I think about all the caregivers that are working at the hospital that deal with micro stresses. So we define micro stresses as tiny moments of stress that are caused by routine interactions with other people in our personal and professional life. They're so routine that we barely even notice them.
Right. And that's different from maybe the major stressors that we find in our lives. Those are pretty easy to recognize, I would think. But it's those micro stressors that you're talking about that kind of affect us in ways that maybe we don't really readily understand, right, Reverend Stetter?
Well, that's correct. I kind of have a visual.
A visual aid.
I have a visual aid here.
We'll get you back. Okay.
So we were joking before the show about sometimes stress can make you think you're going crazy and losing your marbles, but you're really not. The good news is you're really not losing your marbles.
You brought yours with you.
I brought my stress with me today. So I have my marbles. Okay. Yes, they're just surrounded by stress.
So radio audience, I know you can't see what Reverend Stetter is showing us, but she has got some glass marbles, if you will, in a glass vase, and there are different sizes. There are larger ones at the bottom and some smaller ones at the top.
Right. And the larger ones are really the biggies that we deal with. Maybe a health situation that kind of rules our life, or maybe some of us are taking care of elderly family members at home and working a full-time job on top of that. That's not going to go away anytime soon.
Right.
And some of us are maybe working two or three jobs just to try to make ends meet. We all have these big stressors, and some of them have been with us since childhood, and we're used to it. We carry them around. We kind of know what we have to do. Mm-hmm. And then I added a layer of green that kind of fills the vase up.
Gotcha.
Green little fragments. And I think that's a lot of the social stress, economic stress, all of the stress left over from COVID and the many changes that we've all had to deal with that have caused us all kinds of stress that we never anticipated we would have. And that's pretty big, and it's going to be with us a while.
And so that container with both of those stressors in it looks pretty full to me.
It looks pretty full, but guess what? And we learn to handle this. Mm-hmm. We're pretty good at it. We balance
it. We deal with it day in, day out.
We have enough resilience that we can deal with it.
Okay.
But sometimes one-off kinds of things happen, like if your car breaks down on an important day and makes you late to work, or mine is finding out from my dentist that I have to have a whole bunch of dental work done, and that's a real white knuckle thing for me. But we all have, you know, you get up in the morning and you want to take a shower and it's all cold water because the hot water heater went out.
Right.
Those kinds of one-off things can cause you major stress.
Okay.
And so you can see that I'm pouring salt in here.
You're not pouring salt over your...
Yeah, pouring salt over my wounds, right? So the thing is, this salt can trickle down.
Which it's doing.
In all of the little nooks and crannies here where you didn't think you could deal with any more stress.
Right.
And when all of these nooks and crannies really get leveled up, then you're maxed out on your resilience.
You would think.
You would think.
But
guess what? You're right. There is one other stress that is coming to the forefront that everybody is studying. Psychologists, coaches, people are studying. And it's exactly what Tammy was talking about. It's a whole new thing called micro stress. Hmm. The little things that you just let fly by, but they still do accumulate.
Okay.
And it's like Tammy says, we all go home just totally wiped out, washed out, and beat at the end of the day. And we're not quite sure why, because it was a normal day. So what is it that's just sending us over the edge?
Right.
And you notice I can even add a little more water.
Bring it back a little bit more towards you and we'll see it better.
Oh, yeah, there
you
go. It is. Here we go. So I'm just trickling. See these little micro stresses? They just sort of trickle in
right.
a little bit at a time. And pretty soon, there literally is no more capacity in your life for dealing with stress.
Wow.
And so Tammy is going to talk about the importance of these micro stressors, because we all already know, like you said, Scott, we already know the big stressors. We deal with them every day. We kind of figure that out.
Right.
But what do you do with the little things that just make it run over? You can see it wouldn't take much more micro stress to make my cup run over.
Right. But even after you've poured it in, it's the level's kind of dropping a little
it's
bit,
dropping
making room
a little.
For more.
And we think, you know, we try to kid ourselves and think, okay, I'll just go to a movie. I'll just go for a hike. I'll do this. And then you feel good for a little while, but it really wears off the next day because you just got all these new micro stresses.
It's adding up.
So we're kidding ourselves, and we need to have some strategies for self-care and for helping each other care with each
right.
other.
And I guess to identify these too, because they're
yes.
sometimes hard to identify, perhaps.
Yeah, right.
Not as clear as your example, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But yeah. Tammy, what can we be watching for, I guess, when it comes to micro stresses, and what are we learning about these things?
Well, let's talk about micro stresses with the caregiver. So so what we were talking about is these are routine interactions. So if I'm a caregiver and I go into work every morning and my work load is unmanageable. I just feel like every morning I go in and I have an extra patient or I have extra responsibilities. Maybe I'm feeling like there's some unfairness going around because of my workload. Maybe I'm feeling unsupported at work. And this is an everyday occurrence, and we just put them in the back of our minds because we're so used to walking into this environment, right?
Well, and I guess you realize, too, that you have a responsibility to do your job, and so you just suck it up and get to work,
and
right?
we want to help our colleagues, too.
Yeah.
So we stretch ourselves because we want to help each other.
Right.
We want to do the best we can for our patients. And with that, so these little micro stresses, they all add up to one thing, and that's burnout.
Right.
Okay? That's burnout. We're exhausted. We don't have energy for our families. Then this ripple effect, now I'm taking my micro stresses out on my partner. So now I'm stressing them out, right? Or I'm stressing out other coworkers. Okay, so, you know, that's the big thing here. The good news is how we can manage these micro stresses.
Right, okay.
Okay, so we can provide each other with empathetic support, listening to each other, identifying a path forward. How can I help you and help everybody else at the same time without stressing myself out or my workload out?
Right.
I'm managing the surge, you know, how we can split up the casework.
Mm-hmm. And isn't that, pardon me for interrupting, but isn't that something I think that managers are trying to do, that if maybe somebody has extra patients one day, maybe the next day they try to not have them have extra patients and maybe have someone else have extra patients so that person isn't dealing with that all week long or things like that, to really try to mix it up a little bit so it's not on that one person or that one unit all the time?
Well, right. Yeah, I think managers and even parents who are managers of families
sure.
are
yeah.
under that kind of stress all the time, to make it fair for
mm-hmm.
everybody, to make it equitable so that everybody can survive the week. And sometimes it's just simple things. other people are in such a hurry to get their workload done, maybe they take your stuff off the copy machine and put it somewhere where you can't find it, and then you're looking for it,
exactly.
And you're under the gun to get to a meeting on time. That 5 or 10 or 30 seconds can be one of those little micro stresses. So you're right. The managers can help a lot, but each one of us can think about what it is we're doing in the moment that might help or hinder the next person.
Good point.
Exactly.
Good point. And Tammy, I interrupted you, so please continue.
That's fine. So, I think the best thing we can do is try to remove some of these micro stresses.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do that by a couple different things that I really enjoyed reading about is humor, is using humor and laughing together in the work environment. Connection with other folks is really important outside of work. So I had a personal story where I joined a knitting group, and the knitting group had members from all walks of life, mm-hmm. and I got different perspectives on what's going on in the world, and that really helped a lot.
Nice.
And it also helped, and I realized that my problems were probably not as big as some other folks, which removes some of the stress too.
Right. So if you pardon the expression, the common thread was knitting.
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And
okay.
The other thing we have to learn how to do is say no. So
mm-hmm.
if somebody asks you to pick up an extra shift, and that means missing your child's ball game, maybe we need to just have to say no, not this week, but maybe next week, right? You know, this time.
And that's a hard spot maybe for some caregivers to be in, I think, too, because they really feel so dedicated to their job and to their patients. They maybe don't want to say no, but they need to learn to do that maybe because they're prioritized or what have you once in a while.
Absolutely, because also too, I mean, what would that do to the family member missing the game as well? So somebody's going to lose out, right?
Right.
Okay. So
very true.
Right.
Very good. And
yeah.
And Dr. Stetter, when people are doing that, I mean, that takes a while maybe to understand how to say no to a boss or a coworker. Can you take my shift, or can you help me out here in this unit, or whatever the case may be? That maybe takes some practice to be able to do it.
It does. And you can say something like, oh, gee, I can see you need this shift covered. I just really have a prior obligation with my child this week. And everybody agrees that family is important.
That's right.
And say, but could you maybe offer me something next week, or try to come up with a compromise? So you can say no without actually just standing there and saying, no, I'm just not going to do it. And the managers on the other end need to learn to hear no graciously, because they're under the gun to get the work done too. And not to, because sometimes you feel like if you say no, then your manager's not going to think you're a team player. And so sometimes one of the other arts of conversation and helping people through micro stress is the art of helping people feel that it's okay to let them off the hook. You know,
right.
I understand this is important. You don't ask for a lot. Go and enjoy that ball game. We'll find another time for you. But you've got to be willing to let people off the hook. And you got to be willing to let yourself off the hook without guilt. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of us have guilt when we don't think we do as much as somebody else or as much as we can do.
Right, right. Very true. And that's important. And Tammy mentioned humor, which I think is another important stress reliever and way to deal with micro stresses and things like that. Reverend Stetter, I know you talked a little bit about how you use humor in your daily routines and things along that line, and that can maybe make someone's day, I would think, when they're approached with some humor.
Right, because we just get so busy with things and we're so intent on the task. Sometimes just walking down the hall, I can see somebody that I can tell just by the look on their face, they are really under stress. And family members too, you know. I will just walk up to people and say something so silly that they laugh. And you can just see the tension leave their body and their face relaxes. And then we can have a little conversation about how they're going to get through the next few moments. And in our department, our thing is bad dad jokes, you know, that are clean. You know, they have to be respectable and clean.
Sure.
But sometimes you just got to find a way to laugh. Things are so serious, you just have to find some humor to get through.
Right. Mm-hmm. And laughing's better than, I guess, a polite groan.
Or crying or...
Yeah, or something. But
yeah.
With a dad joke, it's always, you never know.
Right. Sometimes it's an eye roll with the laugh, but you just, or a head shake with a laugh, but it's just funny enough that it cracks the stress.
Sure. Right. And that's really important. And so, Tammy, again, when we deal with stuff with humor, I mean, that could be really helpful, I think, no matter if you're at home or even in a workplace, right?
Absolutely. And I think it's really important that we kind of laugh at ourselves a little bit. You know, when things, you know, sometimes you make a mistake, or like for me, technology is not always my friend. And I'll start from the beginning of the day where I can't get onto my program or my platform, and it just rolls on the whole day, and I just have to laugh it off, like, this is, you know, this is the universe, and this right. ain't working. But yeah, and I think it's really important to notice if your internal dialogue is negative, okay, it is time to stop and think about, okay, what is stressing me out today? Because I can't recognize maybe one thing. So if you're feeling really bad or really exhausted and it's only 1 o'clock in the afternoon, take a break. Think about, okay, what little thing maybe had triggered me to be feeling this way, or multiple of little things, right? Because we're talking about micro stresses, right? You know, did something happen at home? Like I had to take the kids off to daycare an extra day this week, and it just rippled into my work. Right. So, and then that ripples into my colleagues. So we really kind of want to just gain some self-awareness when it comes to micro stress and try to manage the best we can. And I think it's really important, and I find this on my unit where I work, is when I interact and process with my colleagues. If one little thing is bothering me, I process it with my colleagues and I get an empathetic ear. It really just makes my whole day. You know, just being heard.
Right.
So I think that's really important for all caregivers, is to be able to process with their colleagues. And, you know, that may just shift your whole entire day.
Makes a big difference.
It really does.
That, and I think acknowledging people is huge, because sometimes people will do a little thing for me, like deliver something to my office that I could have picked up or whatever. And I just thank them profusely for that, because they squished it into their day to make my day easier. And it goes a long ways when you can say, I know you went out of your way to do that. I know it took 10 extra seconds, but thank you very much for doing that for me. It just spreads the self-esteem and the joy and the gratitude. Mm-hmm. And we know that gratitude is super important as an attitude anywhere, anytime, to relieve stress.
Very much so. And I know we're using a lot of examples from the hospital, which makes sense because you both work there. But a lot of these things, I think, can be done outside of the healthcare field, whether you're in an office or at home with the family or whatever. We've talked about some of the other situations and scenarios as well, but all this stuff does kind of have universal themes and could be used in other workplaces, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. I think something I was reading when I was reading about micro stress is in all different work environments, a lot of people are working from home. So now, not only are they working in their office, they get home, they feed the family, they do all that, and then they have 2 or 3 hours extra of work to do for the next following day.
Right.
And that really is a micro stress that affects the whole entire family. So I think we have to recognize when to leave work at the office.
Right. That's very true. Another big important part of that. So very important. And so going forward, in the minutes that we have remaining this morning, I mean, what could we do better, I guess, for ourselves, but for our coworkers, for our family members who have to deal with this day in and day out? What are some of the tips maybe that we can take going forward then?
Right. I think having something to look forward to going home. I just cannot wait every day to get home to my dog. She's just always happy. And being out in the dog park with other people who get joy from animals. So just figure out what it is that just gives you joy in your life, and make sure you can do that a little bit every day. So take care of you. And, you know, the airlines say put your own oxygen mask on first. So you take care of you in a way that gives you joy. And then that joy spreads to other people, and it's much easier.
Right. Very true. Tammy, would you agree with that advice?
I agree. Human connection is what research is finding that actually removes micro stress. So joining, I was reading about a big president, a CEO of a company who joined a bicycling group. Mm-hmm. And he made friends with a plumber, with a dog walker, with, a nurse, all these other people that he would never have been friends with.
Right.
And that really gave him joy, and he was able to gain different perspectives, and which helped him manage his micro stress.
Nice. Sounds kind of like your knitting group a little bit, too,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
And what happened to you? So there you are. But that's really important. And as we all mentioned, I think at the beginning of the program, there's ongoing research into this idea of micro-stress and things like that, too, right? And so I imagine we'll be learning more about some of these things as the research continues and we find out more about what's behind it and how to maybe deal with it better and more helpful advice.
Mm-hmm.
Some kinds of things.
Yeah, and I had an experience that I just thought about, and I'm going to tell on myself a little bit here. I was on my way to work one day, and I was coming from the post office, and there was a policeman behind me, and he pulled me over. I don't know what I did.
Uh-oh.
It was weird in my
okay.
car. No, but he just came up to me and just so politely said, "Are you okay, ma'am?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm just in a hurry to get to work." And we talked a minute, and I was able to de-stress, but after that, I thought, how cool was that, that this first responder, who has tons of stress in his day, saw this little old lady driving a car and thought she might need help, and he cared enough to stop me and say, "Are you okay?" And that just gave me the sense that wherever I am in my good town, somebody's looking out for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that is just so special. So however we can show, and it might not be a person you would expect to look out for you, or you might just be looking out for somebody who would never expect you to be looking out for them. Mm-hmm. But that just makes me feel good. Every time I pass that intersection by the post office, mm-hmm. I remember that there's a first responder out there who is just kind enough to make sure I was okay. Because sometimes we're not okay. People
right.
have emergencies.
True.
And he was paying attention. And I hope it made him feel good that I appreciated him. So, you know, we just need to go out of our way to be kind to people who may not be expecting it, but who may be having a rough day. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate Farmington and the police and the first mm-hmm. responders for that
Absolutely.
One.
Very good. That's true. And mm-hmm. and I think you're right. We don't always realize what maybe the little gestures that we make during the course of our day
mm-hmm.
might mean a big deal to the person who is on the receiving end
Absolutely.
Of those things, as you mentioned earlier. And so I think that's another important thing to just, if you can make, you know, one small gesture that could really change someone's
Ooh,
day.
There is one thing that's interesting that research is showing, and it's if you have one small aggravation from a micro stress, it takes six little good moments to offset that.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go out of your way to find those off. And I think
right.
That officer's conversation just offset about 30 microstressors that day. I felt good the whole rest of the day, but you have
right.
to go out of the way and find things to offset those little microstressors.
It's not a one-to-one
no,
situation.
No, it's a one-to-six.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Very true. Tammy, do you find that too?
And I do. I recently had an experience over at the hospital where one of my colleagues has encouraged me to take the steps every day. And when we can, we do it together. So we're able to support each other all the way up the six flights. You
right.
know?
So not
and
the elevator, the step. You're taking the stairs.
So we
gotcha.
Support each other. We can do this, and we're both out of breath at the top, but we're encouraging each other. And this is outside of the bubble of the unit. It's actually mm-hmm. taking and doing something in the hospital still, but something that's productive and mm-hmm. exercise and encouraging each other to be fit and to be healthier, right? But doing it together. And that makes a whole big difference in my day. And my attitude when I get back to the unit as well.
Right. And I bet maybe on a day when maybe one or the other of you don't want to do it, the other one makes sure that you both still do it.
Yes.
Does that help?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then when we want to give up after the third floor, we encourage each other to keep going.
That's the elevator. That's right.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Well, good for you. Well, that's great advice for sure. So wonderful. Well, thank you both for coming in to share your knowledge and advice with us this morning. It's really been an informative program, I think. And we really do, I think, need to remember some of these little micro stresses that do come into our lives and that we make room for, but we still need to be able to deal with it in a good way, in a healthy
mm-hmm.
way. So that's important as well. So wonderful. Thank you both for being here. It's good to see you.
Thank you.
You very much.
You're very welcome. My guest right here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.